Hey, yo, this is Dan Brennan on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for a checkup, and our guest today from Alabama Orthopedic Clinic is Dr. Matthew Barber. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's good to have a guy in here that what you do, you wake up every day, and you look at your day, and it's generally helping people restore their quality of life in many cases. Talk about the patients that you see, and I know that your specialty is joint replacement surgery, knee and hip.
Correct. We are absolutely quality of life doctors. That's what orthopedic surgery is primarily about. So with what I do with joint replacement of the knee and hip, it's very much about restoring mobility for patients that have either old injuries or arthritis. And we're really about letting them be active again and restoring their mobility and their quality of life.
Have you ever had a patient that was so far down the road in terms of his own pain or her own pain, they didn't think it was really there was a procedure that was possible, but would they actually be able to feel that much better?
Yeah, there's always options, and that's what we really do is try to individualize treatment for each patient. So for everybody, no matter where they are in terms of their injury or illness, there's virtually always some type of option for them, and then we just try to select the best one.
I know that your practice uses the best technology. Talk about that changing technology and the improvements you've seen. Of course, it lead to better results.
Yeah, so joint replacement has overwhelmingly been successful. These are procedures that have been around a long time in the U.S. and around the world. And overall, they're very successful. They're very durable. They do help restore patients' quality of life. What technology has done has enabled us, it's enabled us to get better and better at those. So it's improved the accuracy of what we do with technologies like computer navigation and robotics and custom implant surgery that's based on 3D printing technology. We're able to be extremely precise so that we're really addressing things in a very individualized manner for each patient. And those things help us to be more accurate so that we have a higher percentage of patients who have really great results and the ones that do have really durable results.
And durable is important because we're talking about it needs to last a long time. What you end up doing in that operating room has got to sustain itself for years and years.
Absolutely. We still have a lot of folks that operate under the illusion or the myth that a joint replacement surgery may only last 10 years. We've got incredible amounts of data now that a hip replacement or a knee replacement is overwhelmingly likely to last 20 years, 25 years or more. So a lot of patients put off seeking out some of those solutions because they are worried that it may not be durable when, in fact, on a statistical basis, they're overwhelmingly likely not just to do well, but to do well for a long time.
Speaking of doing well, how about this? The fact that your patients don't necessarily have to stay even one night in the hospital. Some of this is outpatient in your outpatient surgery center. Talk about that, how you can quickly get home and begin that recovery process in the comfort and safety of your own home. That's where you want to be, right?
This is really exciting to us and has been part of a trend nationally over the last few years that has really come home here locally very recently. So we've always done a lot of surgeries in our outpatient surgery center, but because of some of the newer technologies, because of advanced pain control protocols, because of surgical techniques, we're now able to do complete knee replacements and hip replacements on an outpatient basis. So patients are able to go home sometimes the same day of surgery, even if they're in the hospital. And a lot of those can be done in our outpatient surgery center. And as you said, they're able to recover in the comfort of their own home and the relative safety of their own home.
Time for a checkup with Dr. Matthew Barber from AOC. He's a fellowship-trained specialist in joint replacement surgery of the knee and the hip. I guess there are advantages. When you talk about some of these techniques, technologies, how much of an advantage are things like the robotics and the computer navigation? What have you seen as a surgeon that lets you know this is the right thing to do?
Well, I think we're waiting on a lot of real long-term data on some of these technologies, but I think intuitively, even for somebody like myself, I do hundreds of joint replacements a year. I'm theoretically as well positioned as anybody to do well with those surgeries mm-hmm. and to evaluate what helps. So I want things in my tool bag, if you will, to make me more accurate, to try to make me better. We're always pushing to get better and better and better with what we do.
And I guess there's got to be, aside from the professional satisfaction, and I know that you're a specialist. There are those who seek you out from regionally, for sure, because of what you do and the standard that you hold yourself to. But there's got to be also just a level of on the human side, seeing somebody relieved of so much pain and begin their journey on this next part of their life relatively pain-free and with a whole lot more mobility. I mean, that's got to feel good.
I've got the greatest job in the world, hands down, and seeing those recoveries is amazing. And I've got sports medicine partners that it's a huge kick for them to help somebody or to fix somebody that can go back to athletics. For me, it's more likely somebody that's upper middle age mm-hmm. that gets to walk through Disney World with their grandkids or just go back to doing stuff that they want to do every day. That's a huge high for me.
Dr. Barber, you're a fellowship trained specialist. It sounds impressive, but a lot of us might, you know what I'm saying? It sounds good to Mr. Dan. Hey, that's great. What exactly does it mean? And what does that mean to the patients?
Okay. So all orthopedic surgeons after medical school undergo residency training in orthopedics, and that's 5 years. And it covers really every sub-discipline in orthopedics, from trauma care, foot and ankle surgery, hand surgery, sports medicine, spine, all the different aspects of orthopedic surgery. And at this point, probably most, certainly a lot of graduates from residency, rather than going straight into practice and doing general orthopedics, where they do a little bit of everything, do specialize. And so that's where you spend an additional year in fellowship training. And so for me, I spent an additional year doing nothing but knee and hip replacement surgery and being trained in that. And so that's an extra level of expertise, if you will, that you carry into practice. And then certainly you build on that over time, just with repetition and with doing a lot of surgeries. And because my practice is exclusively limited to those things, mm-hmm. I do them over and over. And we do have published data and published research that tells us that surgeons and institutions that do these types of surgeries in higher volumes do have better outcomes and lower complication rates. And that's what we're after.
Seems to be all kinds of very highly decorated specialists at AOC. So your colleagues all around you are excellent at what they do as well.
Absolutely. I've got great partners that do all those different aspects of orthopedics that we touched on. And it's definitely become very specialized. And I think patients understand that and appreciate it, that, hey, I want to see somebody that takes care of this problem all the time.
Dr. Barber, thank you.
Thank you.
Dr. Matthew Barber, on time for a checkup for AOC, Alabama Orthopedic Clinic.